Tria resolves Solana card balance issue, will compensate users. Tria said on August 28th that a technical issue affecting Solana card balances has been resolved and that every affected user will be compensated. The statement came from Tria's official account. Posted the same evening, a wider security incident rippled across several Solana-based card programs. The post confirms two things cardholders will care about. The balance problem is fixed, and Tria is covering the shortfall rather than leaving users to absorb it. Tria did not publish a full root cause breakdown in the announcement, so the exact mechanism and the size of the compensation pool remain undisclosed at the time of writing. The incident hit more than one card program. Tria was not alone. Over a few hours on August 28th, a cluster of crypto card issuers posted near simultaneous statements about the same underlying event. Avicii said it would refund all affected card balances in full after a problem with its card issuing partner. Jupiter's card partner briefly paused card balance withdrawals as a precaution while it ran security checks, then restored them, and Jupiter said no accounts, wallets, or funds were affected. Other issuers moved quickly to reassure their own users they were outside the blast radius. EtherFi stated it was unaffected by the neobank hack circulating that day. Cast posted that it was aware of a situation affecting other card providers and had not been hit. Hyperbeat clarified that its accounts run on self-custodial smart contracts rather than managed accounts. The pattern points to a shared dependency somewhere in the Solana card stack rather than a single vendor failure. When multiple programs post within the same window, the common thread is usually an issuing or infrastructure partner, not each company's own systems. The practical read for Tria cardholders. If you hold a balance on a Tria card, the practical read is straightforward. The issue that touched Solana balances is closed, and Tria has committed to making affected users whole. There is no action required from the announcement itself, though anyone who noticed a discrepancy should keep records of their balance and any support correspondence until the compensation lands. Card payments themselves were not described as the failure point in the parallel statements, and self-custodial wallet balances sit outside the card balance layer that was affected. That distinction matters. Funds you hold in your own self-custody wallet are not the same pool as a topped-up card balance held with an issuing partner, and the incident centered on the latter. Tria has been through a turbulent stretch on its economics this year, including a cashback nerf that tightened spend caps. A clean, fully compensated resolution to a balance incident is a different kind of test, and covering affected users in full is the outcome cardholders would want to see. The custodial layer is the exposure. The episode is a reminder of where custodial card balances actually sit. When you fund a card, that balance typically moves into an account controlled by the issuer or its partner, not your own wallet. That is what makes shared infrastructure incidents contagious across otherwise unrelated brands, and it is why several issuers rush to specify whether they use managed accounts or self-custodial contracts. For users weighing custodial convenience against control, the takeaway is not that Tria mishandled this. Tria resolved it and is paying users back. The broader point is that the card balance layer carries counterparty exposure that a fully self-custodial setup does not, and a day like August 28 is when that exposure becomes visible.